Cases of COVID-19 seem to have reached a plateau in New York, and the state may be on the downside of the curve. Governor Cuomo said yesterday that hospitalizations and ICU admissions continue to go down, even though 478 people died of the disease in the last day. Two more people in Onondaga County have died of COVID-19, bringing the death toll there to 21. There are a total of 646 cases in the county, an increase of 9 from the day before, but the lowest daily total in a month. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon said that is a positive trend. All this data is at the center of discussions the county is having regarding opening up business once again in central New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, there are some hints about how the region might roll this out.
Leaders from central New York are having daily conversations about what a startup would look like. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon expects to have some kind of plan in place later this month. He won't say what it will look like, noting the state gets the first crack at it, but there are hints. For example, Onondaga County is putting together a kind of COVID tracking team that will follow cases and monitor the loosening of restrictions while still keeping the social distancing concepts in place. It would be run out of the health department, kind of like restaurant inspectors.
It's easier to regulate social distancing and wearing masks with businesses than it is with individuals on the street. So there will be regulatory enforcement unit as part of all of this.
Among the restrictions McMahon sees easing initially would be things like eye doctor and dentist offices. The biggest restart would be a return to elective surgery, something St. Joe's Health is ready for, according to CEO Les Luke, noting many patients have been waiting for months for surgery.
Some of these community members are in pain, or by waiting, their disease state actually advances further, and so delay actually causes more problems in the end.
McMahon says regardless of the New York pause date that's been extended to May 15th, he's looking at April 30th as a good day to take stock in central New York. But he emphasizes a restart only happens if the medical community says it's okay. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.